This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, who rose to the number three position in the Air Force, serving as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force. We want to get his thoughts on the ongoing deliberations inside the Obama administration about what the policy ought to be going forward in Afghanistan, and how reports of a possible runoff between Hamid Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah might complicate the situation. And General, thanks so much for being with us, as always.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
You and I talked exactly 4 weeks ago today, and you said it was very important for the president to make a decision relatively quickly on this, while understanding that there are a lot of different factors here. Obviously, about a month later, that hasn't happened. What's the impact of that?
Well, I think it's sending a lot of doubt throughout the world. It's certainly encouraging our adversaries, and that's one of the reasons why I think we've seen the increase of activity in Pakistan with the Taliban and the different affiliates of the Taliban that are getting a lot of help from Al-Qaeda. So I think this ambivalence, this lack of decision-making and the debate in the public forum is not good. It is sending the wrong signals. He's not acting like a commander-in-chief.
General, even if he hasn't put the whole strategy together yet, what should he be saying, perhaps differently or in addition to what he's saying, while this deliberation goes forward? What message does he need to keep out there, even if he hasn't officially decided what the policy is?
Well, that he has strong support of a Afghanistan that is free of radical Islam. Now, what to me has been significant, and I just found out this morning, was that his pronouncements on the 27th of March of his Afghan strategy was the results and the culmination of efforts by the Bush administration in the Pentagon and then the new Obama administration. So there had been work that had been going on during the interregnum from the election all the way up through the when the president took over. And then that's why his decisions on the 27th were so emphatic and so clear and so concise. Now we see an ambivalence, and I had not realized that his 27 March proclamation of what he was going to do in Afghanistan really was the basis of a year-long study almost between the Bush administration, allies, and the Obama administration. So now this kind of this hesitancy as a result of that is, as I said, sending a bad signal. And so he's got to reaffirm to the world his commitment to Afghanistan. And clearly, with the announcement today that a million votes are being taken from Karzai because they were fraudulent, this does not help the situation. The Americans have got to, and the president's got to look very strong in this particular situation.
Couple of follow-ups on the election controversy that's going on. Is it better for us, sir, to keep President Karzai in power, or would Abdullah Abdullah perhaps be a better partner?
Well, Karzai is a Pashtun. Abdullah Abdullah is a Tajik. Frankly, I think I need a combination. Afghanistan is 40% Pashtun. And so it would help, I believe, to have the Tajiks, who are part of the Northern Alliance. And frankly, remember, 99.99% of the Taliban are Pashtuns. So I think it would help if they had a co-presidency or some split of power. Clearly, they're going to have to run it off again. My inclinations are that Karzai's had 4-plus years there. Maybe it is time for a change.
And, sir, there are the likes of Senator John Kerry who are out there saying that as long as this election outcome is in limbo, that the president would be irresponsible to make a decision as long as that uncertainty hangs over the situation. How do you react to that?
I disagree with that strongly. Frankly, it's that kind of ambivalence that you're putting out there that complicates it for us. It emboldens the Taliban. That's why we've had the increase. Remember, it's just been within the last year plus, year and a half, that we've seen this increase. We're talking about maybe 25, maybe 30,000 Taliban. They're all Pashtun. And that means they're in the south and southeastern part of the country that borders Pakistan. The PAKs have put up a major effort in South Waziristan over the weekend starting. That is very important to start putting the squeeze on the Taliban that are using South Waziristan and other parts of Pakistan for the sanctuaries. So So I think this kind of ambivalence that Senator Kerry is talking about is not good at all for us.
General, you mentioned a moment ago that the administration seemed much more decisive and clear back when they made their policy decisions in March. And I know that when he first put together his national security team, you were at least mildly impressed with some of the figures he put in there. Now you have the likes of Vice President Biden and even the National Security Advisor General Jones, who say that it's really al-Qaeda, not necessarily the Taliban, that's the target here. We had a congressman on last week, sir, who said that it's completely misunderstanding the situation to think that you can divorce the two from each other. What's your sense of it?
Well, the congressman gets it right. You can't divorce these two. Taliban and al-Qaeda are both radical Islamists. Yes, al-Qaeda pronounces for a global jihad, global domination, but the fact is it's like saying Germany and Italy and Japan were not allies. They're all allies. They're radical Islamists. So people that talk that way and start parsing it, and frankly, I'm getting very disappointed in the national security team because of their ambivalence and what they're doing as a result of their 27th March proclamation, their commitment to it. And then on 30 August, General McChrystal submits his requirements based on the 27th March proclamation, and it wasn't until the 30th of September that the president had his first big meeting. You see, there's ambivalence, there's hesitancy. He's not acting as a commander-in-chief, he's acting as a commander and maybe we'll do something. So that's why he's getting this support from the left-wing part of his party, like Kerry and that are not helpful to him.
General, as I mentioned at the outset, you are in the chain of command very high in the U.S. Air Force. What's it like waiting for a decision like this in the upper echelons of the hierarchy in the military, as well as down at the PFC level?
Well, they're very frustrated, clearly, at the upper echelons in the Pentagon. But I can tell you at the PFC level, they're beginning to wonder what our commitment is going to be. And we've got people being killed daily. And we need some strong, active leadership. And that's not good when you have this ambivalence. It reminds me of the days in Vietnam when we got very ambivalent. This is not good. The surge was successful in Iraq because it was a firm commitment by the commander-in-chief that we were not going to have a tie. We were going to win. And so I think that the president, although he's new, has got to exhibit much more courage and much more certainty on what he wants to do.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney served as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force in his military career. He's also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.